Maybe the last question, and this is from me, is it seems that there are so many instances where imperatives collide. One that strikes me is my impression is that many Republican leaders are offended by the idea of a mandate that Americans have to go out and purchase health insurance. On the other hand, as we've noted today, the president-elect, and I think virtually everyone else, believes that there ought to be a ban on pre-existing condition exclusions in the purchase of health insurance. That strikes me as one of those places where you find yourselves, policy finds itself between a rock and a hard place. Unless there's an adequate risk pool, the idea of having a ban on pre-existing condition exclusions quickly means that the cost of insurance will exceed what most people are going to be able to afford. And really, the only way to assure the largest risk pool is to have as many of us, perhaps all of us, in that pool as possible. How do we resolve a conflict of that order of magnitude? How does the president and the congressional leadership resolve a problem of that order of magnitude?
So in the better way, and Paul Ryan's bill, the House Republican bill, as well as other Republican proposals on the Senate side, envision what they call continuous coverage. So when you're talking from an insurer's point of view, right, the pre-existing condition prohibition just gets really hard for them if you have people sort of coming into their market the last minute and sort of not paying any of the premiums when they're healthy and only demanding services when they're sick. And but when everyone is in the system, or when you as an individual have been paying premiums when you're healthy, therefore it builds up your sort of credit in the healthcare system for when you get sick, the risk pool should should even out a bit, right? So in the current Republican proposal, something that's called continuous coverage. So right now you have HIPAA protections if you go from an employer-sponsored plan and an employer-sponsored plan. But jumping from employer-sponsored to an individual and individual to individual, you lose that protection of the pre-existing coverage prior to the ACA. And so what Republicans have put together is to say, well, that's crazy. If you had coverage in the employer system and for some reason you now find yourself having to buy it on the individual, you've been paying premiums when you're healthy. Therefore, you have been paying into that system and that insurance pool. And then the other thing they envision is sort of having a set time so that you have an opportunity to not be excluded for a pre-existing condition if you buy within a certain window. And so everyone gets an opportunity to get in. And now in the Republican worldview, it won't be a prescriptive, you have to buy a health insurance plan that covers pediatric dentistry, even though you're 72 and don't need pediatric dentistry, that you can buy a plan that makes sense for you. And so you doing that in that period of time then protects you from that pre-existing condition. Also sort of the vision, and you know, that Dr. Price has spent a lot of his time talking about this, individual portability and you being able to keep your health plan when you want it sort of helps solve that problem, right? Because you have that health plan. You're paying those premiums to your health plan when you are healthy. And so therefore that risk profile works a little bit better.
I would, just to wrap up, I think those two demands are in conflict, those two desires. People talk about risk pools, not sure what they mean, but typically in some proposals have them as the government supporting them or paying for them or subsidizing them. Not sure how that's going to cut with conservative Republican orthodoxy that the federal government would somehow have a Fannie Mae or something to back it up. And the way the Affordable Care Act envisioned this let's be honest, to socialize the risks among all the participants in the healthcare system. So that means if you're healthy and you're 27, you're paying more than you use or would want or could buy potentially in an unregulated market.
Yeah,
well,
I just want to say, the only thing that you're totally absolutely right, but the problem with the ACA right now in problem in Arizona is that the other incentives built around it haven't gotten those young and healthy into the marketplace. So that's the premium increases that have been, you know, sort of getting the Democrats to the point that they have to look at rechanging those incentives.
It has not worked as it was hoped that it would.
Yeah.